声朗诵圣经。那 if you are comfortable reading in English, please follow our brother James. Let us read loudly. 马可福音第十四章第十二节，我们一起来。除酵节的第一天，就是宰逾越羊羔的那一天，门徒对耶稣说，你吃逾越节的宴席，要我们往哪里去预备呢？
Mark chapter 14 verses 12. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?
耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们进城去，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他。
So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him.
他进那家去，你们就对那家的主人说，夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的宴席。
Said to the owner of the house he enters, The teacher asked, Where's my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?
他必指给你们摆设整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里为我们预备。
He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there.
门徒出去，进了城，所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。
The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover.
逾越节是犹太人的很重要的一个节期。
Passover is one of the most important festivals for Jewish people.
所以他的门徒就来问耶稣说，我们要在哪里为你预备吃逾越节的宴席呢？
So the disciple asked Jesus, where should we prepare the Passover?
结果耶稣就把两个门徒叫来说，你们进了这个城的里面去，你进去的时候呢，你会看见有一个人如果拿着一瓶水迎面而来，那个人你们就要跟着他。
So he sent two disciples into the city, telling them there'll be a person carrying a jar of water. That's the one you will meet.
然后你们他进了哪一个家里面呢，你们就对那个家的主人说，夫子说，也就是耶稣说，你们的客房在哪里？他要与他的门徒在你们家吃逾越节的宴席。
Jesus will have them ask, the teacher ask, Where is my guest room? Where am I eat the Passover with my disciples?
所以我自己在那里想说，如果他们进城去的时候呢，如果没有任何人拿着水来的话，那怎么办呢？
So what happened if no one carried a jar of water when the disciple entered the city?
而且在当时犹太人的规矩里面，多半去提水的不是男人，而是女人。
And according to Jewish custom, most people carrying the water will be women instead of men.
然后呢，要是如果他的门徒进去了以后呢，结果来的是两个男人都拿着两桶水的话，那到底怎么办呢？
What if two people, two men carrying two jars of water?
那如果两个人的话，他一个要跟这个，然后另外要跟那个，他们不知道到哪里去了。
So which one should they follow?
那如果这个人带着水进去了那个家的里面，如果不是主人吩咐他去做任何事的话，那他怎么样问这个主人的事情呢？
If the master of the house didn't ask them, then how could they respond?
结果他的门徒进了城以后呢，确实果然照着耶稣所说的，就迎面有一个男人提着水过来。
Indeed, everything happened as Jesus predicted.
结果他的门徒就知道这个就是主耶稣所说的那一个人，所以他们就跟从他了。
They knew for sure. That's why they follow him.
在这里我们是不是看到一个很简单的事情，但是却告诉我们一件只有上帝能够做的事。
It's simple, but pointed out only God is able.
因为他可以知道事情的前后。
So he can know the future and the past.
因为在诗篇里面说到，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
So according to Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You know when I sit and when I rise.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。
You discern my going out and my lying down.
你也深知我一切所行的。
You are familiar with all my ways.
我们所认识的这位上帝呢，他是无所不知的上帝。
The God we know is all-knowing.
所以他吩咐他的门徒说，你们进去所发生的过程，每一个细节他都交代得非常的清楚。
So he can predict all the details of what was going to happen.
今天我们要讲到这个逾越节，这个晚餐的事情。
So we're talking about Passover dinner.
那一般在讲逾越节晚餐的事情，多半的重点都在讲这个逾越节的意义。
Most people emphasize the meaning of Passover.
但是我今天希望从另外一个角度来看逾越节所发生的细节。
But I'm giving you a different perspective.
我们要看两个人。
We're looking at two particular persons.
一位是耶稣。
One, of course, Jesus.
还有一位就是那位犹大。
And the other one, Judah.
所以这个时候犹大跟着门徒在一起，他们要进城去，耶稣吩咐他们其中有两个门徒去找逾越节要吃宴席的房子。
Judah was among the disciples and Jesus sent two disciples went into the city.
所以刚才我们所读到说，他们进了城所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。
So everything happened as Jesus predicted.
我们其他人我们暂时不予考虑，我们就考虑这位犹大。
So let's just concentrate on Judah.
当这件事情耶稣所说的就照着耶稣所说的成就的时候，犹大的心里面有什么样的反应呢？
What was Judah thinking when everything happened according to Jesus predicted?
或许他在那里猜测，真的耶稣能够无所不知吗？
So he was guessing. Is Jesus really all-knowing?
我们接下来来看第十七节，到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
When evening came, Jesus arrived with the twelve.
他们正坐席正吃的时候，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个与我同吃的人要卖我了。
While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me.
所以也就是在犹大的心中，当耶稣说进去城就有这样事情发生的时候，果然这真的照着耶稣所说的应验了。
So in the back of Judah's mind, everything happened according to Jesus' prediction.
那现在第十八节他说，他们正在吃的时候呢，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个与我同吃的人要卖我了。
So while they were reclining at the table eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me.
你想想犹大的心里面有什么感觉呢？
Think about what Judah was thinking at that time.
他可能是半信半疑，但是他这时候已经不敢轻易的看待这件事情了。
He has some doubt.
在诗篇里面已经预言了这件事情，说连我自己的朋友，我所倚靠的，吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
Psalm 41 predicted, even my close friend, whom I trusted.He who shared my bread has lifted up his heel against me.
所以耶稣照着圣经的预言，这件事情一定会成就的。
So according to prophecy of Bible, everything will be fulfilled.
所以当耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们中间有一个与我同吃的人要卖我了，我想犹大的心里面这个时候应该是有非常强烈的感觉。
So when Jesus predicted one of the twelve will betray him, Judah must feel strongly.
第十九节，他们就忧愁起来，一个一个的问他说：“是我吗？”
They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I."
也就是说，当耶稣说你们当中有一个人要卖我的时候，这个时候很奇特的事情发生，是每一个门徒都认为会是我吗
？So when Jesus predicted the betrayal, everyone questioning himself, "Would it be me?"
我们在上。小学的时候，早上校长在上面报告事情的时候。
So remember when you were elementary school, the principal report.
今天我们当中有一个学生怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样，每一个下面的学生都认为是不是是指我。
So The principal reports on misbehaving student. Everyone was thinking it must be me.
接下来第二十节，耶稣对他们说：“是十二个门徒中同我沾手在盘子里的那个人。”
Verses 20. It is the one of the 12. He replied, "One who dips bread into the bowl with me."
所以也就是说，这个时候，这十二个门徒每一个人都在想，是不是我曾经在吃饼的时候呢？我沾，因为那个。吃饼的时候呢，有一个汤在那里，每一个人都要用那个饼呢去沾那个汤拿来吃的。
So everyone dipped the bread into the bowl.
所以这个时候他们就要开始回忆，是不是耶稣手伸去沾的时候，我也伸手在那里沾的那个同时。
So they will recollect, would it be me doing the same thing, dipping bread?
犹大的心里面又变成更确定的，能够知道就是自己。
So Judah was certain it was him.
我们要知道，在当时十二个人，连包括耶稣十三个人，是在一个长桌上面吃饭的。
So the Last Supper altogether 13 people in a long table eating.
所以也就是说，有不同的碗放在那个地方给人家沾饼的。
So there must be different bowls for people to dip their bread.
能够跟耶稣沾同一个碗的那个位置呢，就是表示坐在耶稣的旁边的。
So dip the bread in the same bowl with Jesus must be sitting next to him.
耶稣所坐的位置，那是一个尊贵的位置。
So he must be sitting in the big table.
耶稣接待犹大，让他坐在尊贵的位置上面。
So Jesus let Judas sit next to him.
并且能够与他一同沾手来吃这个饼。
So Judas was sitting in the guest of honor and dipping bread with Jesus.
所以对犹大来讲的话，主耶稣预言他们能够找到这个逾越节的场所。现在又讲到说与我一同沾手吃饼的那个人要卖我，我想犹大的心里面应该很清楚，他知道我的心里面的想法。
So Jesus predicted the Passover supper and the betrayal. So Judah must know Jesus talking about him.
也就是耶稣说，犹大，我知道你要卖我。
So Jesus knew Jesus aware he was betraying.
二十一节他说，人子，也就是我必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woes to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
耶稣来到这个世上，他不是像一般的人遇到了什么事情就做怎么样事情的处理。
So Jesus came to earth, but the way he deal with things is totally different than what we thought.
他 说话行事完完全全是按照父的旨意来做的。
His word and his behavior according to the Father God.
他怎么样的来生活，他怎么样的来死，都是圣经已经清楚明白的定规了。
So his life and death.All foretold in the scripture.
在这里有的人会有一个疑惑，就是说是不是上帝已经命定了犹大一定就是你要来出卖耶稣呢？
People may wonder the Lord asked or the Lord predestined Judah to betray Jesus.
所以在这个地方我们可以看见不是的。
It's not.
耶稣给他一次再一次的机会，
Jesus gave him several opportunities.
让他有机会能够回转归向他。
Give him opportunity to repent and return.
但是一次的一次啊，却叫他的心越来越刚硬。
But time after time, Judah's heart hardened.
弟兄姐妹，如果犹大不出卖耶稣的话，还有其他人一定会对耶稣做这个杀他的动作的。
If not Judah, someone else will betray Jesus and kill him.
因为光来到这个世界，黑暗不愿意恨那个光。
Because the light came to the earth, but the darkness hates the light.
事实上，那个时候不只是犹大而已，事实上祭司长还有整个的大的系统都准备将耶稣击杀。
Not only Judas, the Pharisees and the scribes, they all want to kill Jesus.
所以一个人要决定要跟随耶稣或不跟随耶稣，事实上你做了很大的决定。
So it's a major decision whether to follow Jesus.
所以耶稣给一个有自由意志的人一次再一次的机会，而且这个在其他的门徒来讲，可能是一个好像谜语一样， 但是在犹大来讲，等于就是很清楚的来对他说。
So God gave us free will to choose. For many others, it's like a mystery. For Judah, that's pretty clear.
接下来他们吃的时候，二十二节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨开递给他们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body."
他把那饼拨开的时候，递给他的门徒。其中犹大也在当中。
So Judah was among them to take the bread.
你拿着吃，这是我的身体。
So he said, "Take it. This is my body."
二十三节又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it.
耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。”
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, he said to them.
所以我想犹大接到这个杯的时候呢，耶稣告诉他说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。”
So when Judah received the cup, Jesus said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many."
为多人流出来的也包括犹大。
For many, of course, Judah included.
并且还给他们一个应许，说：“我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。”
He also promised, "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God."
主耶稣把他自己的身体，把他的血给了人，使人有一个新的盼望。
So Jesus gave out his body, his blood, so that we can have new hope.
因为他死，所以我们能够活。
Only upon his death we can live forever.
而且我们的盼望是永恒的盼望。
So that we can have eternal hope.
我们要在神的国里与他同喝新的日子。
So we will drink it anew in the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，如果在那个时候犹大悔改了
，If Judah repent at on that moment,
他也在神的国里有份的。
So he will be in.Kingdom of God right now.
在出埃及记里面讲到逾越节的事情，第六节说要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Exodus chapter 16 verses 6. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
所以这只羊是必须被杀的。
So it's a Passover lamb will be slaughtered.
杀了以后呢，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides of the tops of the door frame of the houses where they eat the lambs.
所以这个羊羔的血呢，要拿出来涂抹的。
So we need the blood to smear on the door frame.
并且第八节说，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over fire, along with bitter herbs, and the bread made without yeast.
所以这只羊羔在逾越节所杀的呢？这个时候我们就看见那个图画，原来就是指的这位耶稣。
So the slaughtered Passover lamb pointed to Jesus.
他必须被杀，他的血必须流。他的身体必须要给人吃。
So he must be slaughtered, shed blood, and body eaten by people.
所以耶稣用这样的告诉他们，我就是那命定中的上帝的羔羊。
So he told them, I'm the Passover lamb.
我想当犹大接到这个饼的时候，他在吃的时候，接到这个杯他在喝的时候，他的感受，事实上他的里面必须要做回应的。
So Judah must respond when he took the cup and the bread.
有时候在吃的时候呢，事实上他的心里面呢，要决定说，到底我要承认他是我的救主，还是我要否认他是我的救主。
So the decision in his heart, whether to accept or deny Savior.
因为我如果要背叛他的话，我一定要否认他是不是我的救主。
For betrayal, I must deny him to be savior.
如果我承认的话，那我就不会去做出卖他的事情。
If I accept him as savior, I will not betray him.
这个否认对耶稣来讲，对上帝来讲，是一个很重要的事情。
Denial is very important to Jesus and the Lord.
在德州的一个乡下，有一个家庭发生了火灾。
In a rural area in Texas, a fire broke out.
那个这个家庭的母亲呢，就用这个毯子啊，包着他们家唯一的男孩啊，就冲出了火场。
So the mother wrapped a blanket around the only child and rushed out.
他的父亲不幸就烧死在里面。
Unfortunately, the father perished in the fire.
他的母亲呢被火烧成重伤，有半边的脸和上身呢成为永远的疤痕。
The mother suffers a severe burn all over her body.
他经过了一年多的养伤啊，才能够出院。
So he barely recovered after a whole year in the hospital.
所以这个家庭失去了依靠啊，母亲只能去帮人做清理清扫的工作。
There are no more father earning the bread for the family. The mother can only find some cleaning jobs.
很辛辛苦苦的养育这个唯一的男孩。
To raise her only child.
终于这个男孩能够上大学了。
Finally, he went to college.
这个孩子去了Dallas 的大学呢，非常的陶醉在这个新的环境。
He enjoyed university life in Dallas.
他学了很多的新的知识。
He learned a lot.
交了很多新的朋友
，make many friends，
他却渐渐地忘了家乡的母亲
，gradually he forgot his mother。
他的母亲只能靠着写信
，that's the old day， mother wrote snail mail to him。
开始是写了两封，他回一封
，sometimes she wrote two， he respond once。
再来三封，他回一封
，then three to one。
然后再来就四封信，只回一封信
，then four to one。
到后来连续两个月写了两个月，他不再回信了。
Then 2 months passed, no response at all.
他的母亲心里非常的挂念和担忧。
So his mom concerned about him.
所以他终于去买了车票，带着儿子最喜欢的核桃饼去 Dallas.
So she bought a ticket with his favorite walnut cookie to visit Dallas.
他花了很多的功夫，终于找到他儿子和他的同学，大家在一起在那里聊天的地方。
So she found him eventually, despite tremendous effort.
他的儿子看见他的母亲的时候，非常的僵硬的回应他母亲。
So he was with his friend and just respond very rigidly to his mom.
问他说：“你来这里是做什么
？”Why are you here？
是不是有什么大事发生了呢
？Anything happened？
并且很迅速的把母亲就带到一边去。
And then took her aside.
他的母亲感受到这种感觉，他最后只好默默的就离开了。
It hurts her, and she left.
结果走了十几步以后，才想起啊，儿子最喜欢的核桃饼，所以就转身拿着那个饼要给他的儿子。
But couple steps later, she discovered she forgot to give him the walnut cookie.
当他折返的时候呢，他这个时候听到他儿子的同学在问他说：“那个女人是谁啊
？”When she returned, she heard his friend asking him who that woman was.
他的儿子回答说：“这是我们家的佣人，帮忙我们打扫的。
”So his response: "This is the maid of my house."
这位曾经用自己的生命所救的儿子，却得到这样的回应。
She sacrificed her life, and that's what she got.
他忍受着伤痕和羞耻，把自己辛辛苦苦养育的儿子啊，他就转身离开了。
She endured the suffering, turned and left.
现在他对，因为他知道他的儿子以他的那个被毁坏的面容啊为羞耻。
She knew he was ashamed of his disfigured appearance.
他的儿子羞耻于在同学的面前承认，这个就是他爱他。养育他的母亲。
He was ashamed to admit the mother that raised him.
他不愿意，而且也不敢承认他就是我的母亲。
He was unwilling to admit that she was his mom.
可能在当时来讲，这个男孩子做了一件他认为图一时方便的事情。
He thought it was convenient to use the excuse.
他在人的面前否认这个是他的母亲。
He denied his mom in front of others.
我为什么要讲这件事情呢
？Why I mention this？
如果你在人的面前否认他就是你救你的救主，你要知道他的心的伤痛 跟他的母亲的感觉是没有两样的。
If we deny Jesus as our Savior, it hurt Jesus just like this mother hurt by her son.
这个母亲的心被刺穿了。
So it pierced her heart.
这位犹大对这位带领他们三年半要为他们舍命流血的这位耶稣，他否认他。
So Judah denied Jesus, gave up his body and his blood for our sake.
我们要在这里看见那位上帝的羔羊。
So we look upon the Lamb of God.
你认识他吗
？Do you know him？
你真的认识他吗
？Do you really know him？
事实上，在他与犹大之间的关系里面，他的权柄何等的大。
So he's almighty with his relationship between him and Judah.
他可以很简单、很轻易、不费一点力气啊，就可以处理掉犹大的。
He can take up Judah easily.
但是他一个有全能的这位上帝呢，却许可人一个很脆弱、没有能力的人，一次再一次的冒犯他。
But the Almighty God allowed this impotent person to deny him time after time.
并且能够 刺伤他的心。
And allow Judah to pierce his heart.
我们所信的这位耶稣就是同样的一位主。
So Jesus just like that.
弟兄姐妹，你在人的面前，在你的同事的面前，你同学的面前，你曾经在他们面前承认这位耶稣他是创造天地的主吗
？Brother and sister, did you acknowledge Jesus is the creator of everything in front of your family, friends, colleagues, classmates?
你曾经告诉人说我是按照他的形象和样式所造的吗
？Have you told others we were created in His image?
你曾经向人宣告说他就是供应我阳光、空气、雨水和大地的上帝吗
？Have you proclaimed He's the Creator for all our needs?
他保护我、赐福给我、安慰我。
He protect me, comfort me.
为我这个罪人，他付上了生命的代价。
He paid the price for my sin with His life.
他因为我的缘故，他被钉在十字架上，忍受我应该忍受的羞辱。
He died for us on the cross with our shame.
犹大也是为着一时的方便，他可以这样遮掩过去。
Jesus did what he had done for convenience sake.
他耻于向人承认这位就是他所跟随的耶稣。
He was ashamed to accept Jesus in front of others.
刚才我们所讲的那个母亲，她付了很大的代价。
The mother I mentioned paid a dear price for his only son.
但是耶稣却为我们付了全部的代价。
But Jesus paid everything for us.
他的母亲身上留下疤痕。
The mother was disfigured.
耶稣的头上留下了伤痕。
But Jesus' head was scars all over.
他的背部也留下了鞭伤。
And the whipping lashes on his back.
他的手和他的脚留下了钉痕。
And a nail scar on his hands and his feet.
这是上帝的羔羊
This is Lamb of God.
为你我而预备的
Prepare for you and me.
我们是在人的面前以他为荣呢，我们还是以他为耻呢
？In front of others, are we proud of him or ashamed of him?
上帝的羔羊就是这样的，蛮有全能，却柔弱的到一个程度，让你能够接受得了他。
Lamb of God is almighty, but it's so tender for us to accept him.
一个君王却过得像好像一个囚犯一样。
A royalty lived just like a prisoner.
一个像犹大的狮子却愿意过一个像羔羊的日子。
A lion of Judah lived like a lamb.
一位掌权者却愿意成为受害者。
A mighty became victim.
盼望主的圣灵带领我们再一次的来面对他。
May the Holy Spirit bring us in front of Him.
上帝的羔羊是为你预备的。
Lamb of God is prepared for you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.